out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, guessing the day at you from, I went back to Los Angeles, from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, if it ain't that time, perhaps. Thou art listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for the 24/7.
Oh, shit.
Or thou hast gone down and done and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com. I'm trying to do 8 different things while I'm doing this.
Kate, how, God damn it, help him out.
However, whenever, wherever you Jesus. Are receiving us, we appreciate the flipping fuck out of your ear hole time.
Fuck you.
We're in brain time.
Oh, yes.
Not too much of your brain.
Right.
The parts that swear a lot.
Right. Just the, yeah. The thinking part.
We are going to be
here. You can act like a man.
Right.
What's the matter with you?
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours slinging e-turds at the right.
Yummy.
And got a whole bunch for y'all today to laugh at, yell at, and I don't know, possibly
what?
Make you want to consume substances.
Oh, yeah. No shit.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And yeah, I get it. You want to pervert the reality in which you're stuck in.
Sure.
I mean, goddamn.
All kinds of craziness going on
in
the world. It's a grayish, warm day.
Yes.
Here in No Flow.
Right.
Clouds and shit, but still. T-shirt weather.
Yeah,
sorry.
I know, right?
Sorry, people who have winter and shit.
Right, yeah. But yeah, sorry, Midwest and the flyover states. But then again, you did bring a Schittler, so thank you. So maybe you have it coming.
You realize where we're at right now is the reddest, well, blood reddest county in Florida.
That's true. Wait, did this go for Trump?
You flashed back to Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. I'm
for a moment also.
I went back to Cali.
We've been here about 6 months. Coming up on 6 months, right?
That's
in a couple
right.
of weeks, or a few days. The 6 month mark here in No Flow. It's been a little different.
Right. Well,
I really make it a concerted effort to not pay attention to what's going on in the state because I just can't. I'm exhausted from Trump.
Right. You know, I saw an event on Facebook where you can go and meet your state reps in Pensacola. It's coming up.
Spectacular.
I think it's on the 11th of December.
Somewhere. I want to shake the hand of the guy that co-sponsored the bill to fire Bob Mueller.
Right. Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Way into that.
Right. Oh, man. And then also, can I ask you something? Am I hallucinating? Did I see somewhere that...
Well, if you are, share, yeah.
Is Roy Moore in the lead?
No, yeah.
But among...
No.
Just among Republicans?
Yes. No.
Among everybody?
Well, yeah, because it's Republican versus Democrat.
What do you got to do to not get elected in Alabama?
Be black?
Yeah. God.
Be a Muslim?
Dude, how fucking sad. What is wrong with Alabama, man?
I'm still holding out hope that it's going to be one of these cases where people are just, they're too ickied out to pull the lever for either.
Yes.
So they stay home. But that'll help the Democrats.
Right, right.
Because if the Republicans come out in force, then...
Yes.
They're fucked, but right. there's a lot of people supporting Roy Moore.
I was in Alabama last night. I was at the Florabama, which I think is on the Alabama-Florida
border. Yeah, down there near Perdido Key.
Those people vote. I don't know. It's not looking too good. I watched a guy throw up at the bar. He threw up. I was watching my brother play in his reggae band, and this guy just was sitting at the bar. You could tell he was fucked up. And then he just vomited on the bar, on his shoes, everywhere. And then he was drug out of there. Somebody grabbed him from behind, drug him out. And as he was being drug out, he's just spewing vomit everywhere. Just spectacular. You know what I mean?
Holy shit.
And then after he got done puking, he came back in and he ordered two more beers and downed two more beers. And then got kicked out again. But I know that guy is allowed to vote. I mean, I saw, you got to figure they're voting Roy Moore, you know?
Or not voting. I mean, that's what we're hoping for.
Vote.
We're
yes.
hoping that there's a tiny bit of ethics somewhere in them. And that they're like, it's the same reason some of the ninnies and the Bernie bros couldn't bring themselves to vote for Hillary because she was so horrible.
Yeah.
Sarandon.
Well, if any of the ninnies, have any ethics, then they would vote for Doug Jones because they would want to make sure a child rapist isn't elected.
That's what some ethical Republicans are actually saying. Yeah, there's a few Republicans out there, including a couple in that state, that are saying, look, we're encouraging people.
Damn.
And I, for the first time in my life, will be voting for a Democrat because we can't do this.
Right.
This is not us.
We can't do it. They finally figured out something they can't do.
Right. Well, we'll see. That's a minority of Republican leaders in Alabama that are saying that.
Yeah.
That ain't the prevailing winds.
After careful consideration, I don't think we can support a rapist.
It's really the Supreme Court and stacking the courts more so that they can have their Christo-fascist takeover of the rest of the country that they think everybody wants to be like them.
I mean, don't we have that anyway? I mean, guys, this is a Christo-fascist state in a lot of ways, right?
Oh, it could get worse.
Yeah. But aren't they satisfied?
Gay marriage will go away because they'll try to put in a constitutional amendment. I guess that's all they could do at this point.
You know,
or they'll try to chip away at it like they are with abortion. They'll say, well, you can get married, but that doesn't mean we have to let you have kids.
Oh, yes.
You
I
can
see.
Get gay married, but that doesn't mean et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they're trying that in a bunch of states already.
Right.
You can't adopt if you're in a gay marriage.
You know, I don't understand the GOP. I don't get, what do they stand for? They just want to suck the dick of their lobbyists? I mean, I know the Dems do that too, but Jesus.
Yeah, right now.
Christ, they're babies.
I mean, it is Les Revivals, but right now the Republican Party is most assuredly
heinous.
Just sucking billionaire cocks.
Yummy.
Cokes and cocks. Right. And vaginas.
You know, I saw a very confusing article about
yes.
big oil and these energy corporations and how they're actually feeling like, I could be getting this wrong, but Trump is going too far in rolling back.
It might even fuck them. Yeah.
Because it's going to be too hard for them to correct it when another president comes in and fixes this shit. Is that their thinking?
They probably know what's going on.
Right. They're reading the tea leaves. Yes.
Water, big water, ocean water.
God, what a fucking dickhead.
It's just amazing.
Oh my God.
Let's see. Let's get fair and balanced.
Oh yeah, sure.
Y'all, and see what's going on in today's headlines. We'll start with let's start with the Drudge Report today, for fucking laughs.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So freaking deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, November 30th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Yeah. God. And if they were under 18, you'd walk in on them dressing.
Oh, yes. They'd be perfect for you. You fucking monster.
Don't forget to tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out. And it's that time of the year, so if you want to help us out.
Hey, everyone. Sparkle season. This sparkle season, you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
Ow! Ow! Oh, shit!
It's for those that really enjoy shopping.
It burns!
Yeah, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, did we
it
do this part already?
Huff. Right.
Oh, we're starting with the Drudge. Let's dumb ourselves down first.
Yes.
Hold your breath for, you know, 2.5 minutes.
Fuck you.
And let's see what the monosyllab half.
Yeah, yeah.
Or 20% is looking at. Because they're splintering now, right? Aren't they waddling into two different camps? The Drudgies and the Bannonites?
Breitbart and all those dickheads. Why can't these races fuck nuts just get along?
Oh wow! Tossing out the Viagra tonight.
Toss
big green letters. Dow 24,272 and McCain. Yes, on tax cuts.
Oh boy!
Woohoo!
Thanks, John.
The poor people.
God damn! I mean, what are those tax cuts do to Medicare? Anything good?
I don't know immediately, but what we know they're going to do, this is going to blow up in a couple of years. And especially after some of these tax cuts sunset, I think in 5 years for people, not for the corporations, not for big business, those tax cuts stay.
Yeah. And you know what's shitty? You know what they do for John McCain? Nothing. Because in 5 years, he'll be fucking dead.
Possibly. Hope not.
Yeah, I hope not too, but I'm just saying, what a dickhead.
John McCain is one of the last GOP senators who had not committed to supporting this bill.
Ugh.
All of them. Even Murkowski from Alaska.
Yes.
I think they're tossing her like oil drilling somewhere.
Ooh.
Like if we get, we'll let you drill oil.
They don't give a shit.
In exchange for this fucking tax cut.
Right.
I don't know if the repeal Obamacare provision is in there.
Yes.
I guess we have to see when they do the final vote through on it. But I don't think that'll fly in the House. It might pass the Senate, and it might be little twitches in the crotches all around.
Ooh.
For a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, grab an intern or two.
Yes.
But they're going to have a hard fucking time in reconciliation, because then they got to sit down with the lunatics from the House.
With Louis Gohmert.
And right. And Paul Ryan needs to make them happy.
Oh, yes.
This whole thing coming with the possible government shutdown, where Trump is like, I 100% blame the Dems for it if it happens.
Yeah.
And Paul Ryan is like, they won't make a deal with us. They won't even sit down with us. You could do it yourself.
We don't have to make a deal.
It doesn't have to be a 2/3 vote for this. They could pass this on a simple majority, both things, but they can't because of their own assholes in their own fucking party. So they're saying, we need some Democrats to make a deal with us.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you not make a deal with us, Democrats, because we've got these fucking freedom fucks in the corner screaming, no, 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 no.
And what the fuck would happen if this were reversed? Would the Republicans help the Democrats? Fuck no. Fuck no. God.
And why should we? And
yes,
that's why the Democrats
that.
Are like, well, okay.
Go ahead.
All right, Pauly. We'll keep the government open. How about doing something about DACA right now?
Yeah.
Instead of, they asked Paul Ryan about that today, and that, oh, God, he's so slimy. He's just got that aw shucks guy next door. Wow.
He's such a piece
hey,
of
everybody.
Shit.
Hey, everybody, I'm a really nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
While I'm picking your pocket and
right.
shoving my hand so deep into your rectum that
Ooh.
Your tonsils are vibrating.
Bonus.
Right. he's so gross and
right.
onerous and odious.
I mean, they have all the power. They should be able to do anything they want. Right?
For the most part, you know, things that require 2/3 in the Senate or whatever, but
they can't function.
They could do it. They could keep the government open.
Right.
Without 2/3. And so the Democrats are like, well, hey.
Go ahead.
Let's make a deal. You want to make a deal? Making a deal isn't we cave and just let you have a clean CSR.
And don't the Dems, when they say make a deal, they're looking for something that's going to benefit us, right?
Well, sure.
Fixing DACA?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Let's fix DACA once and for all. Let's make sure that these kids and adults don't have to shit their pants when March comes along.
Right. I mean, it gives them some security.
How about giving them a good Christmas? I saw a rep say that. How about let's just take it off? It was Tim Kaine. Tim fucking Kaine.
Right.
Said, let's relieve the stress for these DACA recipients.
Yeah.
Who've done literally nothing wrong except exist in their family that got then get dragged in here.
Oh, my God.
Into this country.
You know, if you think about it, it's the least the government could do for them. It really is. It really is. We let this fucking racist troll roll into office and fuck with them. We have to fix it. It has to be fixed. And the Republicans, they don't give a fuck.
And they could have, but fuck the Tea Party / Freedom Caucus. Because John Boehner could have passed, easily could have passed that immigration reform bill that came from the fucking Senate.
Oh, yeah.
That was bipartisan. Could have passed it. Rubio helped write it. Could have fucking passed it. But he would have had to piss off the freedom fucks, and a bunch of Democrats would have voted, or all the Democrats would have voted for it.
Absolutely, man.
But then he would have been seen as making a deal with the evil Dems, and they're, for some reason, I know why, they're sucking up to their base, because it's dwindling. It's dying.
Right.
Old white fucks are dying.
You know, it's going to be funny. When they realize their base is no longer useful, these politicians are going to abandon them.
Well, same with Trump.
Yeah.
You know, there's an interesting theory going around that, yeah, these tax cuts are heinous, but they did put in this, they sunset after a couple of years. So the worst, I mean, some people are going to get fucked right away.
Yeah.
But the more major fuckage comes in 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road with
major
these weird
fuckage
sunsets.
Right.
The argument is, well, the Democrats aren't, I mean, do you remember with healthcare? Squealing bloody murder. Every Democrat was on every channel yelling, get out there, call your reps, do this, do that. They're not really doing that with this, a little bit, but they're not breaking their balls on this one.
Are they confident they'll be able to fix it?
Well, there's that argument. As long as they don't repeal the mandate.
Yes.
And they don't think they're going to let them do that.
Right.
But, and the White House even allegedly said, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the mandate.
Okay.
He wants a W.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't care. Does not care.
He might not even know where he is right now.
There's a lot of arguing way going on.
Fucking loony.
Boehner just whored out to the to their base. And he ended up pissing them off anyway. That's how he got ousted.
Yeah. Boehner wasn't mean enough. He wasn't Dickensian enough
and
for these fuckers.
And he filleted them at every opportunity to the detriment of the country. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell was literally stealing a Supreme Court seat and tossing a Hail Mary, which worked to keep all these judgeships open so that in the event a Republican won the next election, they could stack the fucking courts with their lunatics, which
and
is what's going
that's
on.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
And not true even, lunatics.
Not even qualified lunatics.
One guy's a Sandy Hook truther, dude. A Sandy Hook truther. So that guy believes crisis actors were involved and not real kids or something. Like, what the fuck?
Louis Gohmert was a judge. Let's remember that.
Oh, my God.
In Texas.
What a nut.
So McCain, was one of the last ones that held out, and he said he's probably going to be a yes on it,
great.
I guess. So...
God, John, why do you cave to these fucking dick bags?
McCain said his concerns about regular order were satisfied during the tax process, even though they were sped up.
Yeah.
He said, I guess they're leaving in the repeal of the mandate.
Mandate.
But the other argument is that the Democrats are keeping their mouths shut a little bit on this because they want to let it happen. And then hang it in addition to the orange shitmeister around their necks in 2018 and 2020.
But is that not a gamble? Is it a gamble to think that are we so confident to think that a Democrat's going to win the presidency next time around?
Well, no, they're doing it to help bolster their chances because especially by 2020, these cuts will really be hurting people.
Right.
Killing the middle class and fucking the poor again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're going to be able to say, look, hey, Donald Trump's family saved $1 billion this year in taxes. How are you doing, Mr. $40,000 earner, whose taxes are going to go up like $10,000 in 10 years?
Good guy.
That's a quarter of your income.
What the fuck?
It's going to go up. Thanks, Republicans.
Hey, what do you GOP dickbags, what do you want? People running around the streets with lawn implements?
They don't care. They promised their donors
that they
would lower their taxes. So what they're going to do is pig squeal in 4 or 5 years. Oh, my God, we're losing all this money. The deficit. What about the deficit?
No, God.
We're going to have to cut Medicare. We're going to have to cut Social Security. We got to take a look at these entitlements. They're really killing us.
The Republican Party needs to go away.
Yeah.
It needs to go away. You know?
And we need some fucking progressive-ass candidates.
Right. Absolutely.
Hate Bernie all you want. We need people saying the shit Bernie said.
Right.
Not mealy-mouthed, neoliberal, middle-of-the-road, Tim Kaine, kumbaya Democrats.
Yeah, nobody's getting along. I want somebody fucking angry as fuck.
We need firebrands, and we need extraordinarily progressive voices that really speak to the people. Real populism,
right.
Not this bullshit that Trump, let's make ambiguous, make it great again.
I mean, you know, and if we have to, and if we have to run against some fucking lunatic racist again, let's make sure we refer to him as a racist.
Well, we will.
And we brand him fucking appropriately.
Well, that's what the Republicans are now.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were. They've been this all along. Yeah. They've always been this.
How are they going to not run a racist? How are they going to not run a misogynist and an Islamophobe?
I guess Hillary really did. I guess really Hillary peppered him and really painted him as a racist. But why not more?
I'm amazed. The more we learn about all the forces that were aligned against her, I'm amazed she won the popular vote.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, with Russia and the fake
everything,
news,
the smear campaigns, the alt-right, which, holy fuck, we got a story was that the headline? Yeah, okay, so that's the headline over, they're crowing about John McCain.
Yeah.
With that heinous tax bill, and they're crowing about the stupid measure of the economy.
Yeah.
The Dow.
Yeah,
the Dow means that a whole bunch of rich people are getting richer.
Boo.
Dividends are going up. And what are they doing with those dividends? Well, of course, they're creating jobs
for
something people haven't asked for yet.
Yeah, they're bukkakeing me with money, I'm sure.
And that ain't working.
Fuck you.
So over at the Huff Post, we'll get to that in a moment. But I do want to talk about this because this is quite disturbing. And this involves a fellow liberal broadcaster.
Yes. Diddling or?
No. Oh, this is some fucking bullshit, and this can happen to all of us.
Yes.
This is Sam Cedar of the Majority Report.
Right.
Majority.fm.
I like that show.
A
provocative.
Got a little bit like our show, but
interesting.
But not geared to be as funny.
No, our show is more fast-paced and exciting and funnier.
Profane.
Yeah, yeah. He's more NPR.
And angry. We let our angry...
Sam Cedar must be on some sort of Prozac.
He's more civilized.
You know what I mean?
And I'm not apologizing for being less civilized.
Fuck no.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
But to lay the groundwork for this, this is some crazy Nazi-esque... bullshit going on against Sam Cedar all of a sudden. They're organizing. He even shows a copy of an email that's like to one of his sponsors. I can't believe you let this person.
Oh, shit.
Who supports pedophilia.
Oh, come on.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Tweeted by Cernovich, retweeted by Sebastian fucking Gorka.
Oh my God.
So what happened was, Cedar, back in the day, when yes. Polanski was up for an Oscar, Cedar, like most sane people, was outraged at Hollywood being like, well, you know, that whole rapey thing, that whole child rape thing,
right?
And fleeing the country. I could almost see if he had done 15 years and gotten out,
right?
Or done his time and got, which I don't think it was going to be that, but he had done some time and gotten out,
yeah,
even though it wouldn't have been enough. Then somehow him getting back into working.
Yes.
I guess. If well, you could say he's paid his debt to society, but he skipped the fucking country.
Yeah.
And has skipped the fucking country on his justice for 30, right. 40
and
years.
And Hollywood
now.
Could just go by the easy rule of don't give child molesters and rapists well, statuettes. That. Don't give them statuettes.
There's that.
It's not necessary.
So that was happening at the time. And Sam yes. Cedar even shared yesterday when he's combating this, or today when he's combating this bullshit, tweets of his that led up to this tweet that they're all squealing about.
Right.
With him taking Hollywood to task for allowing this child rapist
yes
to be up for a statue.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
So then Cedar tweeted, let me right. see if I can get this up here. This is, he's got a YouTube vid that he put up talking about this attack. It says, breaking, I'm under attack by the Nazi alt-right.
Good God, how terrifying.
So he started getting shit for this tweet, and then I think he admits he made a mistake in this video. He deleted that tweet, that old tweet.
Right.
And I'm trying to find the exact copy of the tweet.
So he deleted it, and then someone else had it, and it made him look guilty because he took it off his Twitter feed.
Right.
Okay.
But he has resurrected it in this video, and yes. he's putting it on his website. He's like, well, here, if you want to see here's what it was. He's right. not... I don't think you can undelete something on Twitter once you've said goodbye to it.
Oh, really? It stays somewhere?
On Facebook, I think you can, but I don't think you can.
Where does it go on Twitter?
Undelete on Twitter. It just goes bye-bye. I mean, they have it, but...
Oh, undelete. Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you can undelete.
Right.
So, let me see if I can get this pulled up now.
Man, that's so crazy. I mean, just somebody like Sebastian Gorka could just retweet something. How many fucking followers does some loon like Sebastian Gorka has? Who the fuck follows that guy?
Right. Other people we tweeted out too. We tweeted the shit out and
twatted.
You know, go to YouTube and find this video and share it with your favorite podcast. Because
right.
other than us.
Yeah,
because this shit could happen to anybody. It was a joke. This was even before the Majority Report. It's from 2009, this
yes.
tweet. And he tweeted, ironically.
Oh, God.
I want to get. So, of course, they miss it. Of course, the alt-right little pencil dicks.
Yes.
Miss humor and the irony of Sam Cedar basically saying, oh, I think he opens up with, I don't care about Polanski. In fact, like, I'd be happy if my daughter got raped by a guy who has a great sense of mise-en-scene.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, the right. I don't. What is mise-en-scene? What is that?
Things in the middle. Action in the middle of the scene.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Well, no one's going to get that. You know what I mean? That the right's not going to get that.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Even if he hadn't put something so erudite,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, they still wouldn't get it,
right?
Even if
right.
it was,
isn't he a comic?
Because I love his car scenes,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. He's a comic, right? Sam Cedar,
he was
right
back in the day. But I'm trying to find the exact fucking tweet because now it's
I just can't understand. I mean, you know,
I don't want to misquote.
Nobody gets irony, especially if you're writing it.
Right.
That's a crazy thing to assume.
The so Cernovich then, or no, some guy named Brian Saavedra.
Oh, wee wee.
Some, you know, alt-right
Saavedra.
Some alt-right dickwad.
Yes.
Tweeted, why did Sam Cedar delete this? Here's the tweet. September 29th, 2009.
Yes. The year of our Lord.
Thank you.
Okay.
Cedar tweeted, don't care regarding Polanski, but I hope if my daughter is ever raped, it is by an older, truly talented man with a great sense of mise-en-scene.
Okay. And that's funny. It's ironic.
Well, even if you don't know what mise-en-scene means,
you're not going to assume.
Right.
You know?
You're going to know that it's something that it's ironic.
Right. I mean,
the arrangement of scenery and I even had it wrong. The arrangement of scenery and stage properties. So the settings.
Yeah. I get why he deleted this. Because.
So he starts getting shit about it. I think Cernovich was the one who brought it up first. The smear campaign was started by Mike Cernovich. This is the Pizzagate guy.
Yes.
It says they're getting emails. Their sponsors are getting emails.
No shit. Because they think that this guy supports a child rapist. They probably think
the replies.
Sex.
So this Saavedra guy tweeted. I wonder why did Sam Cedar delete this tweet?
God.
And then Gorka replied and said, does MSNBC have any comment on its contributor condoning rape?
God damn. I mean, that's ridiculous.
He's not condoning rape. It's just the fucking opposite.
Right.
And Gorka knows it.
Yeah.
Gorka
yeah.
knows it.
Yeah.
Some of these other dummies, I don't think Cernovich knows it. He probably bought it. He's a dummy.
I mean, obviously, I get what Sam Cedars meant by that tweet, but, like, it's insane. I don't know. I think it's insane I guess if you're tweeting it out to your followers, I guess people that follow Sam Cedar would get his joke. The
right.
problem is that people that follow Gorka and alt-right dickheads are never going to understand it because, you know, they don't have any sense of fucking irony or mise-en-scene.
Oh, they don't. You should see the comments.
They're stupid.
On Gorka's tweet, they're like, oh my God, this is typical of the left. They're so godless. They just want to rape young children. Oh, it's his daughter. He wants to watch his daughter get raped. What a horrible person.
No, stupid. The left just uses big words sometimes
in
literary devices like irony because they're not stupid like you are.
There were people who were almost trying to reason with these people who were like, seriously,
well,
you think a guy would tweet this, a progressive liberal commentator,
right?
Comedian who's been around for a little while,
well,
who was on Air America, fucking America. You think that might be a little bit of a joke, an ironic joke, you morons? But that requires a second level of thought. Which is beyond them. They're already back to Benghazi.
Now, I'll say that, you know, of course, I get his tweet and all that shit. But, I mean, I think it's assuming a little too much of your audience that maybe everyone understands that tweet. I mean, I think that's a little insane.
Well, even if he didn't say mise-en-scene, even if he said he has great car chases, I'd love her to be raped by a talented guy who directs great car chases.
Right, right.
It's the same. You can still get it.
Yeah, yeah.
All he has to do is say, I don't care about Polanski,
right.
but I know if my daughter's going to get raped, I right. hope it's by a guy who's talented. You could stop there and realize the joke.
But people are dumb.
I don't care that he used mise-en-scene.
Yeah.
It's a fucking joke.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and Cernovich and him have had a little thing. Like he's mocked Cernovich on the show before.
Yeah.
And Cernovich has responded.
People are just so fucking stupid, you know?
So yeah, it's just, it's crazy. So here's a little bit of the video from Cedar.
Hi, my name is Sam Cedar. I'm the host of The Majority Report. And this video and this statement is in response to a concerted effort by members of the alt-right, including former Trump advisor Sebastian Gorka, led by the self-professed predator of women, Mike Cernovich, to smear me, have me fired from places of employment, and drain my radio show and podcast of advertising dollars. This smear involves the willful misinterpretation of a tweet that I posted in 2009. In 2009, there was a disgusting and offensive attempt by some in the film industry to allow for Roman Polanski to return to the U.S. from where he was a fugitive to avoid a trial regarding his alleged rape of a 13-year-old girl.
He's showing an IndieWire story. Yeah, it says, yeah. Over 100 in the film community sign Polanski petition. So they wanted to be able to let him in the country to come get his Oscar.
Get his stupid fucking Oscar.
And have the police leave him alone.
Right. Because that's not
I agree with Cedar. What assholes?
Yeah.
The arguments forwarded at that time consisted largely of time has passed and he's an important filmmaker. I was a former actor, professional satirist, and comedy writer at that time, and I was particularly disgusted that a community I was even tangentially associated with would defend a child rapist based on the fact that he was a good filmmaker. That time I wrote and posted a tweet that captured my anger in the best way that I knew how, which was through satire. In it, I wrote the following. Don't care, Ree Polanski, but I hope if my daughter is ever raped, it's by an older, truly talented man with a great sense of mise-en-scene. In the event that anyone of good faith has any question as to whether this tweet...
I mean, nobody of good faith can have any question
right
about that tweet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree. I'm just saying that I think some people have a hard time understanding that. I mean, you know, because they're stupid.
Well, right.
Most people are dumb as fuck. And most people probably don't listen to Sam Cedar, but all of his fans and people and libs and shit, they probably get that shit. But if you ask 9 out of 10 people, aren't going to get that. They just aren't. Because they're stupid. People are fucking dumb as shit. You know? I mean, to think that society is going to understand your irony, that especially when you're writing it and not saying it, is insane.
Well,
though.
we might be fucked then, because I do tweets like that all the time. I'm trying to be sarcastic.
Right, right.
Like, wow, it's great that another black one's taken off the streets, kind of a thing.
I think that's a little different. I'm not saying Sam Cedar is wrong, and I'm not saying the tweet doesn't make sense. But also, when you layer in the fact, when you say, well, if my daughter was going to get raped, .. It's kind of fucking insane. I mean, to me, the stakes are high. The stakes are so...
Right after, if my daughter was going to be raped, I would hope. I think you know it's a joke.
I know it's a
There's
joke.
There's no human out there that's condoning child rape like this.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, maybe more supporters.
I'm just saying it's not insane to think most people won't understand that. Because, you know, most people are going to read that and they're going to say child rape.
God,
something in French.
Hope for even...
Oh, my God. People are dumb as fuck.
Kind of dumb among us.
No, you can't.
I would think you have to be really dumb to not get that.
You can't write something that's ironic and expect the world to understand it, especially when you throw a French word in there. Where the fuck do you think you... We elected Trump. People are stupid. They're so fucking stupid. I had this fucking...
That's true.
I had this fucking conversation with a comic. He's telling some... This fucking joke about, I forget what it was, something had to do with the Marines or something. And it was being ironic, and it wasn't like taking a shot at the Marines, but I'm like, dude, there's a bunch of Marines here that are drunk. They're going to see you saying the word Marine, and they're just going to assume you're making fun of them. They're not going to understand it. You know? And also, too, you know, I don't know. I think it's asking a lot to think the world is going to get your irony when it's written down without you saying it,
especially
hearing the vocal inflection.
In 140 at that time.
Yeah.
140 characters.
And also, too, I mean, he's fucking Sebastian Gorka retweeting that and framing it. It's pretty evil in the way he did, you know, because you're right. I mean, he gets it. He obviously understands what Sam Cedar meant. But the other thing is most people don't know Sam Cedar. So now what sucks is that so Sam Cedar is getting famous in the mainstream and people are just going to think, oh, he wrote it some fucked up.
It's not mainstream. The only reason this is kind of out there is because I listen to the show.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder. And I mean, maybe people outside of his show have never, like, maybe they don't know this if you haven't heard the show.
I mean, I just on Twitter, I looked for Cedar and Gorka, and there were like four tweets. So I don't know how much it's getting out there, but I just wanted to ring the bell because.
No, this could happen to us.
Because this could happen to us.
People are dumb as shit.
And I mean, the tweets in response to Gorka. That one Gorka tweet, though, are like, there's plenty of sane people defending Cedar.
Oh, of course.
But there's a bunch of accounts that are like, oh my God, this godless left and condoning child rape.
Especially if you see a progressive guy tweeting and you want to see them as evil, pervy dickbags.
What a horrible man.
Yes.
What a horrible person.
God.
He wants his daughter to get raped.
Well, go elect Roy Moore.
It's really not that at all.
It's obviously not that.
What else is, I've got, did we look at, we didn't do the HuffPo yet over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
If fate
HuffPo is, I guess they're still asking Sarah Huckabee Sanders about the horrible hate tweets yesterday our president that he forwarded on.
What an idiot.
After there's a British MP, I saw that story today, who tweeted out that Trump should be arrested the moment he steps foot on our soil for inciting religious hatred.
And tweeting to the wrong Theresa May.
Well, that's unforgivable. God. Yeah. Trump tweeted, I don't think he had by the time we did yesterday's show, but he tweeted a. Mind your own business kind of tweet to Theresa May saying, at Theresa May, you should keep an eye on the radical Islamic terror going on over there. We're just fine.
Theresa May is like, who the fucker?
Well, he just did at Theresa May, which is not
right.
Theresa May in the Prime Minister of England. They didn't even check.
And it's not hard to find Theresa May Prime Minister's twatter, I think.
I would think probably not. It probably, when you type in Theresa May.
Kate could find it.
The second one that comes up, actually, Theresa May would probably come up first.
So he just...
Like, not at Theresa May. The verified account, the way the Twitter algorithm works when you do a search, it would probably bring the Theresa May up first.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever hers is.
God, I mean, it's just even...
So he tweeted to the wrong person.
Bizarre.
To the wrong person.
How the fuck did he do that?
I wonder if he took it down.
He got
nope,
it.
Nope. 22 John, hours ago. He fixed it.
Oh, okay. He fixed it.
Wait.
He fucking fixed it. Good for you, dickhead.
How did he do that?
I don't know. Maybe he just took it down and then retweeted it. It didn't retweet it, just redid it.
A little while later, yeah.
Right.
At Theresa_May, so he fixed it. Oopsie. Don't focus on me. Focus on the destructive radical Islamic terrorism that is taking place within the United Kingdom. We are doing just fine.
We're doing just fine, guys. Did you know that?
He tweets some horrible shit.
Yeah.
About some of a British group.
Hello.
She has the right to speak up about it.
Yeah,
this is a horrible terror group, basically, in Britain, hate group that, if you remember yesterday, if you listened to yesterday's show, go to crabdiving.com or iTunes or Stitcher.
That's right.
Please leave us thumbs up and shit. That really helps. And leave good reviews or bad reviews if they're funny. These people of that group, this Britain First, wear creepy uniforms and patrol the streets.
God damn. Shit.
Looking for Muslims to harass and shit.
And those are the people he retweeted.
Yeah.
How nice.
Yeah.
I don't even understand. I mean. And aren't there enough white supremacist alt-right dickheads in America to retweet? He had to go to the UK to find some.
So Theresa May gets a comment, and she said, "I think it was wrong for the president to retweet that."
Of course.
And so now he's all pissy. He's got to swing back. Wow. How dare a vagina possessor?
Oh shit!
Dare say anything to him?
That's right. What a dickhead, man! He's just
the
unfucking real.
Yeah, what a shithead. But they did fix it.
Good.
Then he went after Obama again. Right. Why isn't the Justice Department going on?
Why aren't we going after the deep state, baby?
The House of Representatives seeks contempt citations against the Justice Department and the FBI for withholding key documents and an FBI witness, which could shed light on surveillance associates of Donald Trump. Big stuff, deep state. Give this information now at Fox News.
Big stuff, deep state.
At Fox News.
Fox News.
I'll bet this is like InfoWars shit.
Oh, yeah.
That in his weekly chat Alex, Alex is like, look, you know, what about this deep state stuff? They're hiding this witness.
That's not out of the realm of possibilities, dude. We know he talks to Alex Jones.
Alex Jones says it. He said it the other day. We played the clip. Alex Jones was like, I say it. A couple days later, the president talks about it or tweets
Holy
about it.
Fucking shit, man.
It's what we become.
Boo.
Thanks, Republicans.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Republicans. Man. There's a story from Raw Story, retweeted from the, or reprinted from the Agence France-Presse.
Oh, fuck you.
From the French press agency.
Zut alors.
They say Britain was reeling. We are reeling. We're gobsmacked, I say.
My God.
After President Donald Trump castigated Prime Minister Theresa May over her rebuke to him for posting anti-Muslim tweets.
Right.
So they're like, how dare he say that to Theresa May?
Yeah. Either Theresa May.
This is our closest ally.
Absolutely, dude.
Arguably with the Canadians.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're still
What do they do?
But
I'm kidding, Canada. I'm joking.
So the Brits are pissed.
Yeah.
Rightfully.
Man. I mean, he's just a cock. He's just a fucking cock, man. And it, like,
Trump had to delete an earlier tweet with the same message after he used the wrong Twitter handle, instead tagging a 41-year-old mother.
She's probably never on Twitter. She's probably never, you know, she's like, holy shit, I've got all these notifications. What the fuck? Oh, my God.
A 41-year-old woman from Bognor Regis?
Where the fuck is that?
It's a seaside resort in West Sussex on the southern coast of England.
God damn, some sleepy British coastal town. All of a sudden, she gets tweeted at by POTUS. My God.
There were calls to cancel Trump's planned state visit to Britain.
I mean, doesn't Twitter have some rules, some guidelines?
Well, there a lot of people were saying,
kick him off.
Hey, this, and plus now we found out like the details of all three of those videos. The one was a Muslim guy who was like a Muslim leader, like an ISIS leader. Breaking up a Virgin Mary statue.
Okay.
They're losing their minds over
God,
that one,
who
by
gives
the way.
A shit?
Less concerned about the kid they threw off of a roof video, which it turns out was from Egypt.
Right.
And it wasn't religious. It wasn't ISIS throwing. It was some fucked up political fight.
Yeah, yeah.
And the person who threw the kid off of the building and beat him to death.
Yes.
Is up for the death penalty in Egypt.
Caught, tried. So it's not ISIS.
It's not ISIS. And nor is it Muslim versus white person.
But still, Trump wants to use that.
And then the third one were two Dutch kids.
Yeah.
It's a horrible, heinous video where one bully beats up on a kid with crutches.
Yeah.
And it's videoed by some other shitbag. A teenager.
But still, but that's enough. Now the Islamophobes are emboldened.
Well, but it's not a migrant.
Nor is he a Muslim. He's a Dutch kid with dark hair. See, and you can't even tell in the video, like, his skin color. It's they're far away and it's blurry. Right. But he's beating up on a white kid with blonde hair. Or just a kid with blonde hair.
See, now you understand that, and people that look at it for 2 seconds, they get it. But here we are again with this perception.
Well, they asked fucking Sarah Huckabee yesterday, and this is some fascist bullshit. She basically said, they said, well, but it's not true. The videos are not true.
Right.
They're not. It wasn't a migrant beating up. And Sarah Huckabee basically said, well, it doesn't matter if it's true. The president's talking about, you know, what goes on every day.
It doesn't matter if it's true.
Yeah, all that matters is what the great leader says.
But what about this, Sarah? What about that? This emboldens people to commit hate crimes. This emboldens Islamophobes.
You know what's going on. You know this ISIS scourge, Ryan. How dare you be an ISIS supporter?
Oh, my God. This perpetuates in America. All these fucked up idiots think there's a war on white people. They think the Mexicans are coming. They think the Islam's coming to fuck with their Christianity.
What right-wing nutjob did we talk about yesterday that said, look at this Muslim kid beating up a white kid? And it's just not.
It's not that.
It's not a war on whites.
It's not. It's insane. It's nuts to think there's a war on the white Christian male in this country. Donald Trump is the president.
The world.
A huge racist.
Well, and what business does the president have? What is he trying to say?
Yeah, that's a good point. If that were Muslim people beating up white people, what would be the motherfucking point of that?
He ain't just going after ISIS. That third tweet, all it said was migrant kid beats up white kid in Holland.
Right. That they're trying to say, hey, look.
So he's equating migrants and all Muslims with ISIS.
It's scapegoating, right? Yep. It's scapegoating to say, listen, the country, it's going to get real shitty in here because I'm doing a shit job of being president. The economy's going to tank. You know what I mean? And so, but instead of blaming it on my shitty economic policies, I'm going to blame it on these Muslims and Mexicans that are stealing your jobs.
A Muslim leader who said in the United States, who said, I'm scared shitless. I've spoken with Holocaust survivors.
Yes.
Who said, wow, what's going on with the Muslims is a lot of the same rhetoric that they started about the Jews in a certain time.
Right. And you can imagine that there was probably similar rhetoric, right? Like, oh, that's not going to happen. That's bullshit. There's no way Hitler's going to round up the Jews.
I saw a tweet today that was, it's a quote that's attributed to a Holocaust survivor, but I couldn't verify it. And it can't be verified. It's one of those that the woman's great granddaughter or something says she was an activist.
Right.
She could very well have said that, but we have no existing that exact quote. But it's basically what you've said. She said, you know, hey, we thought this thuggish little man who was demonizing a minority of our population would never make it.
Yeah. Fuck me.
And then I find myself...
Here we are.
...in a prison camp.
We shouldn't be shocked about what Trump is doing. He acted this way during the campaign. He behaved exactly like this during the campaign. And nobody took him fucking seriously. Because I feel like if people would have taken this motherfucker seriously, we wouldn't fucking have Trump right now. If we would have woken up and said, God damn it, this guy's going to get elected. And he's going to do all the fucking heinous shit he said he would. He said he was going to ban all Muslims, even though, you know, we're lucky the courts haven't let that happen.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
Man. I know I bring it up all the time, but fuck Jimmy Fallon. I'm serious. Fuck him. And fuck everybody that humanized that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You did that at the expense of brown people and gay people and trans people. Those are the people that fucking suffer, not the white guys. Jimmy.
Right.
Jimmy, don't worry. Nobody's going to leave. Everybody's going to continue to advertise in your fucking television show. God damn. Must his hair. It's like, you know what I mean? That's he humanized him for a second. Everybody's like, oh, look, Trump's funny. Just like every, he's not a dickhead.
We have breaking news.
shit.
From Pensacola, Florida.
What?
Your mom sent a text that says, we're down at the neighborhood pier. 9 to 10 foot alligator here.
What? What pier?
They're going to capture him at 5:30.
Who's they?
We are in place to video for you.
Oh, God, guys. Listen.
The crab diving team is out. We are down at neighborhood pier. That's that pier behind your mom's.
Oh, yeah. 9 to 10 foot near your mom's alligator.
House down in, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Holy shit. Awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to get some. We're going to get some exclusive footage.
Okay. Is Jeffrey down? Everybody be fucking careful down there. Is a dog down there?
Well, I'm assuming they called. They're coming to pick it up, they said, in a half hour.
When animals
are you seriously going to send them some sort of warning? Yeah. Your mom is there. Don't insult your mom issue them
all right.
Be safe warning.
God damn it.
Of course they're being safe.
Of course.
So that's awesome. We'll have that exclusive for you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
What? Yeah. That's awesome. I'm trying to figure out what's awesome about it.
So, close up the Sam Cedar thing. Here's one of the emails.
Yes.
That got sent to one of their advertisers.
Right.
I'm aware that you advertise on Sam Cedar's Majority Report podcast and wanted to make you aware of his horrific child rape comments, which have recently come to light.
Who the fuck is saying this?
As somebody with a loved one who was a victim of child sexual assault. Meanwhile, I don't believe any of this.
Yeah, God.
I don't believe any of this. This is some...
This is bullshit.
This is some needle dick little alt-right basement dweller pretending to be someone who has a loved one who was a victim of child sexual assault.
God damn
I'm deeply disturbed by Mr. Cedar's commentary, and we'll be discussing further action with RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, in addition to my contacts with multiple media outlets.
Oh, bullshit. Contacts with multiple media outlets.
So it's a witch hunt.
It really is. That's the stupidest shit ever.
Witch hunt.
Right. It is dumb.
Trying to go after him.
Right.
For misinterpreted. And then they'll say, well, what about Hannity? They go after Hannity.
Hannity's saying shitty shit.
Spent a week on Seth Rich. He spent a week accusing former Secretary of State and presidential nominee for the last election of murder. And there's 0.0 evidence. It's been refuted, in fact.
Yes. I mean, you know, it's as if all these idiots need to go back. When do you learn about literary devices in school? 10th grade? You sit down.
Yeah,
you read Julius Caesar, a bunch of other fucking bullshit. Talk about irony and all these fucking symbolism, imagery, all that shit you go over when you're a fucking kid.
They're just not funny.
Did you guys not understand irony, you stupid fucking fuck nuts. And for that, I'm sorry.
They don't.
Irony's amazing.
They're dumb.
The ability to say one thing and mean another thing.
Sarcasm.
That's America.
They don't get that either.
That's America as fuck.
Humor.
Right. God, you humorless dickbags.
Ben Franklin was funny as fuck.
Absolutely.
And I'm not kidding. I mean, if you read some of his writings and shit like that, he was kind of a funny dude
for the day.
These
fucking guys, these puritanical religious fucking dick bags. Please go to church, suck Jesus' dick all fucking day. Have a ball. We'll be over here laughing at shit with senses of humor and things like that. Man.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
Yes.
Said it's increasingly clear that any official visit at all from President Trump to Britain would not be welcomed.
Right.
Hello.
He says Trump's actions are a betrayal of the special relationship between our two countries.
Yes.
The prime minister of our country should be using any influence she and her government claim to have with the president and his administration to ask him to delete these tweets and to apologize to the British people.
Yes.
That ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen.
Listen, he's not gonna apologize. He's a big fucking dickhead. You know, I'm sorry. This is making me insane. I just want to say one thing. Hey, if you guys are listening and you're around that fucking alligator, don't have the dog on that fucking leash.
God, you know, they know, what they're doing.
Bring the dog home because that alligator will seek out that animal, that dog, and, you know, It's dangerous. It's these fucking, listen.
Don't.
Alligators are dinosaurs. They don't get irony.
Yes.
They don't get irony. All they think is,
why don't you tell them not to go for a swim?
That's in that water. I would. Well, I mean, you know, I know nobody's going to go swim. I'm just saying, be careful of the dog. That's all. Okay.
Sorry. Couldn't handle it.
I can't handle it. I fucking hate these people. People don't take these dinosaurs seriously sometimes. And they, from the beginning of time, alligators evolved into being the most efficient fucking hunting and eating machines ever. Second to sharks. Okay. That's in tigers. They're all up there. Apex predators.
The, one local government minister said Trump endorsed the views of a vile, hate-filled, racist organization, spelled with an S, that hates me and people like me. This is local government minister Sajid Javid.
Yes.
He was wrong. I refuse to let it go and say nothing.
God.
But the higher-ups, of course, have to be more mealy.
God, are you just
about
like,
it?
I'm kind of like horrified. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing for our president to say shitty things to us, and that's, you know. Yeah.
Well, like, you know, Rachel Maddow had someone on last night.
Yeah.
Who's a, he's a journalist from Holland, from the Netherlands.
Hello.
Stationed here in this country.
Right.
And she had him on a few years ago when, Rick Santorum was running. Ugh. And God. he did that interview where he said that 30% of the people, the old people that go into the hospital in Holland are euthanized without wanting to be, and that
30%
and that they're getting bracelets made that says "Do not euthanize me" and stuff like that.
Is that true?
No, none of it was true. And
why did he say it?
It's Rick Santorum.
He just made it up.
Yes.
God, what the fuck?
And he's trying to scare people about healthcare, about government healthcare.
Sure.
And the government deciding if you're worth saving or not was his point.
I'm not dead yet.
And in that, you know, socialist hellscape of Holland.
Don't kill me, please.
Yeah.
Don't euthanize me. I've got a life bracelet.
You'll be stone dead in a moment. Be quiet.
I feel happy. I'm going to have a walk.
You're not fooling anyone, you know.
They hit him on the head.
Isn't that something you could do? He won't be around till Thursday. He'll be long dead by then.
Right.
Isn't there anything you could do? It's our Monty Python Holy Grail moment.
I'm being oppressed!
So the higher ups there have to be a little bit more muted. They can't, you know, like these members of parliament and these local guys, they can't be like, fuck Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
But what? Education Secretary.
Hello.
Justine Greening said, in the end, our relationship with the United States has a longevity to it that will succeed long after presidents come and go.
I mean, I appreciate your optimism. Miss the British person, I do, but I mean, we're hoping that he won't blow up the planet, right? That's the hope.
Yeah,
and we haven't, you know, hoping Trump won't do something has got us where we are. So I appreciate her optimism. I don't fucking know. I hope to God that nuclear football is a fake one that he has.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
I mean, really. They just gave him an actual football.
Like you a Nerf
football, and they're like, totally, Mr. President. We'll show you how to.
You
how to set it off. Yeah,
I love my football.
Look, I've got a football. I tossed it back and forth with Don Jr.
Not Jared. Don Jr.
No, he's mad at Jared right now.
Oh, is he really? Why? Why is he mad at Jared?
Because Jared told him to fire Comey, and that backfired right in his face.
Okay, facial.
Arguably, there might not be a Mueller.
Right. God, for something. My God, for something, there'd be an investigation, right?
Maybe.
Emoluments.
I mean, if he'd kept his fucking mouth shut and his Twitter fingers tied.
Yes. If he hadn't had that lunch.
None of this would be happening.
If Comey would have done a better job.
That's why.
Of blending into that fucking curtain, well, we wouldn't be where we are today. Okay?
But that's why. No, it'd be worse. Imagine Mike Pence or something like that. That's why we. once we get rid of this lunatic, we have to be even more vigilant on different fronts.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to worry about Mike Pence tweeting Rocket Man.
Yes.
Or shit like that.
Right.
But we very much have to worry about Mike Pence going after gay people and marijuana and women.
I could see him passing some chastity lock bills. Like, we're going to put a padlock on all these pussies until we figure out what the fuck is going
personhood.
On. Personhood. Mother. Personhood. For a load.
They're already trying to put personhood in. With verbiage in their tax plan. That the fucking House passed that says something about you can these savings accounts that you can have that it won't be...
Oh,
taxed,
God. Yeah,
these college savings accounts. But now they say the pre-born or something like that. They've
the
slipped insidious little verbiage in there that they're then going to try to point to and say, look, we've got a law that says unborn are people.
Yeah. You know, Mike, you might want to focus on making life better for people that are actually outside of the womb. And once you got that figured out, then maybe you're allowed to go take care of fetuses. But no. You know
besides,
what I mean? So fuck
besides
up.
The white Christian ones.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah.
So there you go. The UK is reeling. Right. We're reeling over here.
Can I just tell you one thing that my middle brother told me years ago? This is before the crocodile hunter got stabbed to death by that stingray.
Sure.
He told me we were watching the crocodile hunter. He goes, you know what? Just by watching this show, I feel confident that I could probably... If I did it right, I could jump on.
I knew
on,
that's why you're losing your mind right
jump
now.
On top of a crocodile and tie it down and shit like that. So, I mean, he did say that. I'm just saying he said that.
Not a 9-foot one.
I hope.
He might supervise.
Yeah. You know, my cousin had that job. He had to.
Yeah, totally. I remember that.
He had to wade into a pond and pick up a bunch of alligators and then drive them to some other location. That's a fucking rough day at work, dude. God, I'd have to be on so much Xanax to do that. Because first of all, you're wading into a pond. You know there's fucking snakes in there, too. Oh, God. Why did God create such creepy crawlers, man? Jesus. What the fuck? What's up?
It's just a new headline that popped up. This is pretty horrible.
That earthquake thing, or?
No, what's that about?
There's a... Mod Gon tweeted us, there's a preliminary 4.4 magnitude.
Oh, in Delaware. I saw that. That's fucked up. Yeah. Tweet us during the show. Thanks for tweeting.
At Crab Diving. And then crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy some shit for people you love or don't love. We get paid just the same.
Right. Send bags of dicks to people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Send some dicks. Now, calm down, Matt Lauer.
Yay.
This is out of Minnesota. This just popped up over to the Raw story.
Fuck you, Hoser.
They cite City Pages.
Yes.
But the woman, Diamond Reynolds, who watched in horror as her boyfriend, Philando Castile, was fatally shot by a cop
God
for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
Did everything right.
Yes.
Except was black.
Right.
And, I don't know, blinked in the wrong direction.
Yes.
Cop shot him through the door.
Window. So if he was white, this wouldn't have happened.
I 100% guarantee that.
Which is why?
They kneel.
Black lives matter.
Yeah.
Black lives fucking matter, you fucking dickheads. Jesus Christ.
Racists and cop suckers nationwide.
Yes.
Are squealing and reeling because two Minnesota cities.
Yes,
she received a settlement. She sued them.
Okay,
$800,000 for the trauma she endured for witnessing the shooting and for being wrongly arrested afterwards. They arrested her afterwards
after they shot that
guy
to death.
They killed her innocent boyfriend.
Wasn't there a kid there? Or am I?
There may have been
wrong.
A kid in the back seat. Yeah, I don't remember.
I can't imagine the trauma. I mean, you know.
Well, one official from the town of Elysian, Minnesota.
Ooh, wee.
Criticized the settlement.
Yes.
and tweeted,
right,
he's city councilor and Rice County Police Sergeant.
Oh, shit.
Tom McBroom.
What the fuck? Didn't I see
something that you sweep up at a fast food restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Yeah, that's my favorite character in Beauty and the Beast.
He tweeted, she needs to come off county and state aid now that she has some cash. It'll be gone 6 months on crack cocaine.
Man, that guy needs to be fucking fired. He needs to be fucking fired.
When asked, someone responded and said, why do you think she would blow all that money on drugs? He responded, history.
Man, you know, fuck that guy. How dare that guy say that?
When confronted by City Pages, he initially denied he was the man who wrote that tweet, but later confessed that he lied about that when he was confronted with additional evidence that he was actually the original author. So this is a lawman who is lying, lying, yeah, lying, lying when confronted with the horrific racist thing that he tweeted.
Think about what that woman went through.
This is who the Republicans are.
Yeah.
This is who the Republicans
and what
are.
What do you think
happens?
They're
in power, and they think they just lie their way out of shit.
And what do you think happens when a guy like that, an authority, tweets something out about that person? Don't you think people probably send her hate tweets, probably come after her, say shit to her?
Oh, she's already getting that.
On
yeah.
fucking Facebook. He is just calling the dogs. He's painting a target on her back. And it's not enough that she had to sit in a car and watch someone she loved get shot to death.
And
is dead like that in an instant.
And he's not saying history because of her background history.
Yeah.
He says, I've seen them come to court. They've lost their children, but they come to court dressed to the nines with Michael Kors purses. To be frank with you, they don't have a pot to piss in. I see it time and time again. I just shake my head. I say, why wasn't there anyone there to help that person?
Fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking racist. Man, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. That guy's a lot. What is he again?
The Rice County Sheriff's Office is now reviewing his statements.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure he'll be on paid leave.
Absolutely.
But he's also...
warm blowjobs all around for this guy.
He's also a city councilor for Elysian City.
Shit.
In Minnesota. So if you're up in that direction...
what a piece of garbage.
And if you by any chance live there, make your feelings known. Call, yeah, tweet, email... calls work.
Where's the humanity and shit, man? Where's people's humanity? Think about how this woman suffered. She watched this guy that she loves get shot. He's dead in an instant. And now the dogs get called on her because they give her by the way, they paid her $800,000.
That's not enough.
It's not enough.
And no, the taxpayers in Minnesota paid her $800,000 because of a cop with an itchy trigger finger who completely skated BT Dubs.
That's disgusting. That's not enough.
I think they may have fired him, and the police union is even pissed about that.
Oh, yeah. And now this guy. Now this fucking piece of shit.
But this is the Trump era.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, if this would have happened two or three years ago, we would have said, how dumb is this guy to put it on Twitter? Now, I don't think you have to be dumb.
Right.
I think you're emboldened. I think... where you were a stealthy racist fuck before,
yes,
who is unworthy of a badge.
Right. Absolutely.
Now they don't care. I'm going to tweet this out. Fuck you. I'm not PC.
Oh, yeah.
You're a city councilor and a policeman.
I'm not PC.
And you just accused a woman that you don't know.
You don't know her.
Who got far less than I think she deserves.
Not that anything can
make up for the murder, watching the murder of her boyfriend.
You don't know her, but what you do know is that one of your own, I mean, he's a law enforcement officer, one of your quote-unquote brothers in blue killed the person she loves in front of her fucking face.
Yeah.
So you know that much. You know, he knows enough not to be a fucking dick.
Yeah. History.
Wow, what a piece of fucking shit. You know what's a shame? Our society is not going to make a proper example out of this fucking guy. That guy should just be fucking fired. Is he trying to say somebody hijacked his Twitter account and he didn't say it or some shit like that?
It sounds like at first he did.
What an idiot.
And then he got caught somehow. Yes. They merely got his IP address or something. They were like, well, it's your house.
Yeah, dummy.
I don't know. So we'll keep an eye on that. He should, of course, be fired. And they also need a database so that this, what happens way too often, they just skate to the next county, get a sheriff's job one county over.
I mean, you know, these guys are elected or they're appointed or whatever. I feel like your social media should be considered, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you post racist, hateful shit on Facebook or social media that incites violence like this.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to be a law enforcement officer, shouldn't this be considered?
Anything. Yeah. I don't care if you're a plumber, if you work for me. I don't
want some fucking bigot working for me.
I don't
want
to have to worry what house to send you to.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because God forbid there's some black people living in that one.
Yeah.
And you're going to do a shot of your job because fuck it, they're N-words.
Right. I mean, right. You're right. You do have the freedom of speech, right?
Or you're going to be right. Yeah. Or you're going to be nasty to them or whatever. Yeah. You know, I just, why would any business want to put up with that?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
So there you go. Good job, Minnesota.
Yeah. Nice. Nice work.
Here's a picture of him. Tom McBroom.
Tom McBroom
is his name.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm going to describe him as a middle-aged white guy.
You're white. Yay.
Sheriff.
There's a war on white. That guy. Yeah. There's a war on white people, by the way. A white guy shot this guy to fucking death. $800,000 payout. What? Does he feel like that she cheated the system or something like that? That she got one over on society?
On Tuesday night, the St. Anthony City Council voted to pay her $675,000 for emotional distress and wrongful arrest. The League of Minnesota Cities and the City of Roseville pitched in $125,000.
Oh, that's just, God.
He's at McBroom SE on the Twitter. Say hi to him if it's still there. He might have.
Right. He's probably, you know.
She needs to come off state, county and state aid now that she has some cash. It'll be gone in 6 months on crack cocaine.
What a fucking.
Oh, my God.
Amazing thing to say. What an amazingly shitty thing to fucking say.
Fucking shit.
Fuck you.
I'm just checking to see if his account tweet us during the show or any other
Swat
time.
Us?
Don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon hole.
Right. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
It's that time of year. Why go deal with the fucking...
Oh, yeah. Get trampled to death by somebody looking for a fucking drone or a thing like that.
His account's gone.
Oh.
How sad.
What happened, buddy? I thought you liked tweeting.
Here's the first tweet that pops up. Hey, everybody. Tom McBroom is a racist, lying piece of shit.
Right.
Who let this fucking clown become a police officer?
Yeah. It's a good fucking point.
And now the weenie is deleted his account.
What a dick. Fuck you.
And that's why they nail.
Absolutely. Get a law enforcement officer saying all this racist shit.
First, Philando Castile being murdered by a twitchy cop.
Right.
For no reason.
No fucking reason.
And
this guy's a sheriff, right? You said he's a sheriff.
Sheriff's deputy.
Sheriff's deputy. God, that guy better get fired.
We'll see. They're looking into it. Right
we're
now.
Looking at We're trying to figure out all the angles, okay?
Taking a look at it.
There's many fucking sides. There's many fucking sides to this. That's what our fucking president said after a bunch of fucking Nazis with tiki torches and no fucking hoods on their face marched and ran over a bunch of counter protesters. Oh, there's many sides. Okay.
There were some fine people.
Oh, yeah. There's fine people out there chanting Nazi sayings, whatever the fuck they were doing.
Oh, I wonder if this is true. This is breaking news also.
This just in.
I think they're canceling Trump's visit to the UK.
Oh, shit. Good for him. Ah, God, come on. You guys can't take him for a few days. He's not going to stay here, is he?
This is the New York Daily News. President Trump's UK visit reportedly canceled.
Hello.
Amid international outrage over his far-right tweets.
There you go. So is England saying don't come, or is Trump just saying, you know, it's not a good time to go? Everybody hates me.
American diplomats called off Trump's working visit to the UK.
Right.
Less than 48 hours after he drew international ire for retweeting the leader of a British far right group. You know, there's been stories that there are places he doesn't even want to go.
Yeah.
Like, he won't go to Los Angeles.
Trump?
Yeah. Because of all the protests they know will happen.
I mean, it'll be a thing. And whatever he's going to whatever the point
I mean,
of
there's
trip,
protests wherever he goes, but they know if they go to Chicago, if they go to any
New York
sane liberal city. Yeah. Right. So he tries to avoid it. And that's one of the reasons they said he wouldn't go to Britain before. He was scheduled to go before, but then he did something or said something shitty. And the British were outraged. That's when they were talking about banning him from the country.
That's right.
Banning him from the country.
Yeah, hey, UK guys, just do it. You know, what would happen if the UK banned him? What would happen? What would be the fallout of that?
Oh, he would rage tweet for a few days and then shit on the British for... They'd be thrown into the rotation with...
Right, with North
Crooked
Korea,
Hillary, yeah.
Absolutely.
I wonder what he called Theresa May.
Right. By the way, he's getting along fine with Putin, okay?
Oh, well, yeah.
Just fine. Don't worry about it. And Duterte. They're thick.
He was scheduled to travel to London in January for the inauguration of a new American embassy.
Yes.
Those plans were dropped today.
How did you...
A senior diplomat told The Telegraph.
How do you fuck up our relationship with England? You fuckhead! I mean, I would assume that would be the walk in the park, right? Everybody gets along with the fuckers in England, right? We even speak the same fucking language.
Well, right.
Don't even need a fucking interpreter.
I think they do
dickhead.
It better, but yeah.
Oh, absolutely, sure.
The idea of a visit... it's American. The idea of a visit has obviously been floated, but not December, not January. I would not expect a Trump visit in January. It was kind of tentatively scheduled.
It was scheduled.
January, yeah.
It was even scheduled, and they called it a working visit because they downgraded it. Right? It was supposed to be hang out with the Queen.
Oh,
and do a bunch
he
of
wanted
bullshit.
The he wanted the carriage, the golden carriage.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ride like a princess.
I feel like a supermodel times 10. You know, he wanted all that pomp and circumstance.
Oh, Christ.
Bullshit.
Fuck yeah. That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
That's why the Asians were onto his shit.
Yes.
That's why Xi Jinping, they had fucking dinner in the Forbidden City. Like, nobody's ever had dinner, a diplomat, American diplomat there before, or something like that. They pulled out all the stops for him.
Dude, they know.
Because they knew that's all it takes.
Needs his nips tweaked. Hey, by the way, did you see him mock the, did we talk about that already?
No, not yet.
Oh, my God.
That's on our Facebook or soon
to
be on our Facebook? Go
soon
to
be.
Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Apparently.
Right.
Schittler. Well. Our proud.
You're right. He's an embarrassment in chief. That's who he is.
Well, I'm really worried when... Yeah, he gets removed from office by whatever means that we'll just be so woozy.
Oh, yeah.
And Pence will seem so normal.
Right.
Right. I mean, he'll be a right wing ass bag, of course, but it'll just be we'll be lulled.
Right.
And then
I agree.
We really got to watch out.
I fucking agree. I you know,
for what's going on.
You know, even the idea of, say, after Pence is gone and a progressive gets elected, what kind of progressive do we need? Who do we need? Because I don't give a shit. It's going to be, as soon as a Democrat gets in, it's going to be, okay, time to fix all the garbage shit the Republicans just spent the last 4 years doing to us. We have to fix it. So it's got to be somebody that can do that.
What you can, I mean... Hopefully they'll be able to.
Yes.
Undo, you know, I mean, if they still, even if they take the House, the unlikely event they take the House and Senate back, you still got a Republican president.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Short of a filibuster proof.
Well,
majority in the Senate, nothing will get done. Just like when it was the opposite, when Obama was president, and he saved a lot of shit happening.
Yes,
because he vetoed it. Remember, and right. and they knew they didn't have 66 votes in the Senate.
You think if the Dems take the Senate and the House, they'll impeach Schittler if he's still there?
Oh yeah, maybe
it's got to be the first thing.
Or you keep him in there and just geld him.
No. You gotta impeach him.
Because Pence may be scarier.
No, it's a symbol. It is a symbol. Yeah. It's a least. It's the fucking least of white fucking progressives can do. Honestly, it's a symbol. You gotta fucking impeach the guy.
I literally can't. I went through all of our tweets and Facebooks. I can't find that story. I don't know.
I think it's coming up tonight. I think I scheduled it for later. Maybe I didn't.
I guess somehow he insulted Asians. Is that's what it was?
Oh yeah.
I didn't read about it.
He's talking about China and Asia, I don't know, whatever. And then he said, "Well, you know, he did a little eye thing."
Fuck off.
I'm not kidding.
The same thing that baseball player got in trouble for doing?
Not really. I mean, he did the eye thing where he made it instead of
we go. I got it.
Okay.
I still didn't find it in RQ, by the way, but I just found it. It might be there. I just, you know, I'm going through shit. Here it is. Donald Trump. Oh no. Makes fun of the Asian leaders who hosted him.
On military. We're going to work on trade, but we're also going to work on military when we defend nations that are very wealthy and we do it for almost nothing. I say, why are we defending them? We love them. I won't mention names. But there are a lot of them. We love them. They're wealthy. One of them has a cash flow that they say is unsustainable. It's so large. Think of that. How would you like to have an unsustainable cash flow? They don't know what to do with their money. And we defend them. It's going to change, folks. We're going to defend them. But they're going to treat us fairly.
He's raising the vig.
God, doesn't he
they're protection money.
He doesn't even sound like Tony Soprano. He sounds like a guy Tony Soprano.
The idiots.
Yeah, beats up at the end of a season.
Right, you know right. I mean? One of the morons at work for him. Right. He would never be anywhere remotely in charge because you know he'd fuck everything
Trump
up.
Is more
Fredo.
Yeah, he's more Paulie Walnuts than fucking Tony Soprano. That's for fucking sure. God, listen to him. They're wealthy. We like them. Unlimited cash flow. He really sounds like...
We're going to keep helping them. We're going to keep protecting them, but they're going to pay.
He sounds like Mr. Burns.
But they're going to treat us fairly. And they're going to pay for their defense. Does that make sense?
Japan,
and a lot of this was from many, many years ago when we defended a defeated country, and then they became strong and they became rich, and we just kept the same defense. What happened? Why didn't anybody... go in and negotiate. And when I was in Asia, I spoke to a couple of the countries about it. And they looked like this. You know what this is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
That means they know they're getting away.
It's not great for radio, right? But do you see what he did? How do you describe that?
He put
that?
His hands together, like on his chest, and he hunched down.
Yeah.
And then he squinted his eyes a little and then opened his eyes, went,
right.
Oh, like bowing his head from side to side.
He did his classic Asian impersonation.
Like geisha. Like a geisha girl.
Oh my God, that's it.
Kind of
probably.
Imitation.
Probably. He's like, horrible. When I go see the geisha girls when they pee on me and shit like that.
Yeah, it's not great for radio. Holy shit.
Wait, it's not great for radio, but it's sure as fuck not. not great for our fucking country. God damn, guys.
I definitely reacted.
Oh my.
This, you know what this is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
That means they know they're getting away with murder and... they got to start helping us out, okay? So if you don't mind, I'll start bringing that up with some of our good friends.
Who the is laughing and who the fuck is clapping and cheering for this? Who the fuck is cheering for that?
And we're going to work on trade, but we're also going to work on military when we defend nations that are very wealthy. And we do it for almost nothing.
Well, that's the same clip, I think.
Yeah.
Aren't they the same clip?
And we
two
do it
times
for almost nothing. And there are people clapping for him, dude. They feel so strongly about what he's saying. They're clapping. And not only that, they're cheering for him. They're not embarrassed. Where is he? And
Speaking at a crowd in St. Charles, Missouri.
Oh, my God.
And he only goes where he's going to get his...
That's disgusting.
His pubes combed. I don't know what that means.
St. Charles. Wow, yeah. You're doing the Lord's
work
down there.
They're known for their manscaping.
I like to go there, get all fixed, get all gussied up. Get all gussied up. Looking good. I get a detailing. Oh, God.
I got the Andrew Jackson.
The week he's having, he thinks that, I'm going to do my Asian thing. I'm going to do my Asian impersonation. He just does that. I mean, do you think no one's going to see that? He must be freaked out.
He did his
out.
Own imitation, hunching his shoulders, looking around the room wide-eyed, mocking gesture that seemed to imply the officials did not comprehend his words.
You know, he's like a mean Archie Bunker. He's not Archie Bunker. Because Archie Bunker, the character...
They had to walk the line, yeah.
...was racist, and he was shitty.
Right.
But, under all that bullshit,
there was a...
Humanity.
...lovability. He was an anti... Well, he wasn't a hero. He was kind of the villain in the foil, but he was. Yeah, it was an amazing job by Norman Lear.
And Edith was the voice...
And a social commentary.
Right. Edith was the voice that said, listen, what he's saying is bad. Archie, don't say that. That's horrible. That's insensitive and shit. We got Archie
would be a cabinet member now.
Oh, God. And no Edith. There's no Edith. Edith in sight.
No Edith.
There's no fucking Edith.
No meathead.
Yeah. It's like if Archie never meant Edith and joined the fucking Nazis.
So there you go, Trump. And a couple of pissing off the Brits and the Asians in one fell swoop.
Oh, you don't think they'll like that? You don't think they'll like that? I'm imitating you when you're pulling one over on us. It's like he's Bugs Bunny. When Bugs Bunny used to do that horrible Asian impersonation back a long time ago.
That's the 40s.
Yeah, I know. It's 2000 motherfucking 17. And he did this shit in the election. He did racist shit in the election.
Right?
We voted for him. A lot of people voted for him.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, we're disgusting. We're a disgusting, dirty, fucking racist country. Holy shit.
It's not going well right now.
It is not going well. It's going shittily.
So the White House says... the State Department... This is over to the HuffPo.
Hello.
The State Department has warned that Trump's anti-Muslim tweets could endanger embassies.
Our State Department?
Yeah.
Our State Department is warning...
Meanwhile, Sarah Huckabee said he's just trying to elevate the conversation.
People are going to die because of what... People have died because of what he says.
Elevate.
What
the conversation? Fuck? What conversation in his life has he ever tried to elevate?
Hey, Sarah, how much did the devil give you for that shitty fucking piece of shit soul of yours? Holy shit. Do you look your kids in the fucking eye after you come home and you sell this Nazis bullshit to the American people? All the lies, all the bullshit? Motherfucker.
Officials reportedly worried the videos purporting to depict Muslims committing acts of violence could spark protests at U.S. embassies in the Middle East, which are already... on high alert.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Because Hillary Benghazi. Okay. Fuck you, Republicans. Motherfucker.
Trump has repeatedly promoted a debunked conspiracy theory that Hillary Clinton knew in advance that Islamic militants were targeting government facilities in Benghazi.
Right.
But she refused to bolster security.
Okay.
For people working, that's an outright lie.
And actually, if you watch the movie, that's not what happened in the movie either, necessarily.
And the movie is even skewed anti-Hillary.
Right. I mean,
I haven't seen it.
I have.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing. And,
do you hate Hillary? Did she did she swoop in and block
do you know why
all
like,
the help from getting there?
Do you know why I like to watch those shitty movies? Because when they say, this dialogue's horrendous. He's like, when there's dumb dialogue, I like to say it like Don LaFontaine. We're locked and loaded, baby. Shit, like, that's all I do. I'm by myself. Listen, here's how Benghazi went down. If my understanding was based on that movie, The ambassador, our Libyan ambassador, chose to live in a place that wasn't easily defended. However, it had a fucking kick-ass swimming pool. It was beautiful. Oh, was it? And the CIA or these fucking guys, they roll in and they have this thing. They're like, listen, based on what we know about the fucking shit that's going on in the city, there are paramilitary groups that could walk in and will kill you easily in this place because you can't defend it properly. And they were like, fuck you. Look at this pool.
But the pool
is why, if you watch the Michael Bay movie, that's your understanding of Benghazi. It's pretty fucked up, I guess. I don't know.
Did I fucking close that story already? I might have accidentally closed it.
And I tell you what, man, it doesn't make Libya look like a fun place. I don't know. You know?
Well, at one point.
Right. Well, there's a slave trade over there.
That Trump is exacerbating.
Yeah.
Because
he poo-pooed CNN International.
Right.
Quit poo-pooing news organizations. Do your fucking job. Quit making the Asian face. Your perceived Asian face. You know what's shitty about that? Some kid watches that, right? And so maybe you have an Asian classmate. And now this kid is like, hey, Trump did the Asian face. So now I can do the Asian face.
Or disabled.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
White House press secretary, spokesgoblin, Sarah Huckabee Sanders defended Trump's decision to share anti-Muslim videos during the press briefing today.
It's indefensible.
I think the president feels that bringing up important issues of our time, like extreme violence and terrorism, are important to do. And I think he's going to continue to do that in a number of venues, whether it's through speeches or Twitter or other social media platforms.
Oh,
I think what he's done is elevate the conversation to talk about a real issue and threat by sharing mislabeled and wrong videos.
Right.
Attributing them to Muslim terrorists.
I mean,
when the only one was the Muslim leader breaking up the statue, and that ain't terrorism. It wasn't like those assholes knocking down historical sites in Khartoum. It was a regular, like, bathtub Mary you see in your fucking walk a block from here and you'll see a couple of them, although not as many Catholics here in this part of town
because it's Jesus
where I grew up,
right?
Lots of bathtub Marys.
This is Baptist.
Okay. And in the former crab diving headquarters of Koreatown, US of A, lots of bathtub Marys.
Oh, yeah, dude. Mary's so fucking clean.
But not as many here, but I've seen a couple here.
Right.
But that's what it is. It's not some antiquity. It's a shitty lawn Mary. And
lawn Mary.
And the guy breaks it up or something like that. I don't even know what he does. Maybe he blows a load on it. I don't know what he
does.
But they're screaming bloody murder about that one.
Yeah. Fuck you.
And that ain't terrorism.
Right.
It's untoward. And, and who came? But he's not killing anybody.
He's not. He's not fucking killing
anybody. Why are you sharing that?
I don't fucking know.
Why would he share that? Even if he believed stupidly that it was a Muslim migrant kid beating up that white kid on crutches in Holland.
Right.
It wasn't.
Yes.
Even if he believed it, okay, in his little brain, he's saying, well, look, even the migrants are hostile and will beat up your white disabled children.
Yeah, yeah.
But throwing somebody off a building,
right?
I could see where that would be construed as untoward.
Yes, it's totally. It's untoward as fuck.
Had it been perpetrated, it was untoward regardless.
Yes.
But he's trying to think it was ISIS flinging probably a Christian off of the roof or something.
Oh, right. He wants to incite violence. It's hard.
But the other one, I mean, that's just pure religious bigotry. That's all Muslims are bad.
Yeah.
Because there's no violence there. He's breaking up a fucking statue.
He wants to incite violence. There's no other way. There's no other way to interpret why he would post that. Even if this is all a glitter bomb to distract from whatever Mueller's about to, present. it doesn't matter because he knows what he's doing incites violence, right?
Yeah, I guess.
How could you not know? How could he not know that? I know he's dumb. I mean, he's so fucking... But he's hateful. He's hateful and he's racist. That's what we know.
The... Oh, I don't even know if the... If it's been... if there's a verdict.
Yes.
Breaking. The trending is Kate Steinle. You may remember her. She was shot and killed by an illegal immigrant, Ryan.
Oh, God.
The poster case for why we need to put up the wall to those people.
It's this one, right?
Apparently they've reached a verdict, but I don't... It isn't out yet.
Why don't we put up a wall around the cops?
Listen to this tweet from Deplorable Eric.
Yes.
19,000 followers on the Twitter. Oh. If this POS illegal alien career criminal in California is not convicted of murdering Kate Steinle in broad daylight on a crowded pier with a stolen firearm, justice will be proven dead in California.
Oh, my God. What a fucking idiot. 19,000 followers.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. So that guy has all that influence, and look what he's doing.
California.
California. Hilarious, dick face.
Apparently, they've now announced they've reached a verdict, but they haven't read it yet.
Right. Man.
Here's a share this meme in honor of Kate Steinle murdered by an illegal immigrant.
This is fascist.
While walking the streets of San Francisco with her family.
Scapegoating.
Well, it's ridiculous.
It is.
How many women were raped last night by white guys in the United States of America? I'm willing to say a couple.
Ton. Yeah. Too fucking many.
How many women might have been killed by white people? And I'm not saying this guy shouldn't be convicted.
Right.
He probably should be convicted. Yeah, I don't even know the circumstances. I'm assuming he'll be convicted.
But he's a guy that committed a crime, and he did something horrible.
Right. To then project that on everybody that is in this country trying to get a job and work for their family is what is the issue.
Well, no, let's just stay true to that sentiment. Okay, so every time a white guy shoots up a fucking church, or every time a white guy goes and shoots up a school, or Las Vegas, all white guys in this country need to leave.
Oh, my God. Dildo Riley.
Yeah.
But I don't know why this guy even responded to this. But this guy tweeted to Bill O'Reilly, "Bill, any way to find out if Kate Steinle jurors were all citizens?"
What the fuck does that mean?
Non-citizens don't vote. Yeah. So therefore, you're not eligible to be...
Right.
On a jury.
But let's translate that. Were there people of color on that fucking jury? That's what they fucking meant.
Oh, God. They'll be hell to pay if he's not found guilty.
Oh,
I can't imagine
angry
that he
would fucking
be,
white guys and their little guns and shit. They're going to lose their fucking mind.
So we'll keep you. We got a few minutes left here on the big show live.
That's
we'll let
right.
You know if that one comes through. Everybody's tweeting about it right now that it's been reached, but we don't know yet.
Right.
What is this? I don't know how the lawyers in the Kate Steinle trial laid out all their arguments or what the evidence was, but a big fuck you to all who don't live in San Francisco or Cali, just assuming he'll be not guilty because state citizens don't give a shit.
What does that mean?
Oh, I think she's a...
She's saying
a MAGA.
You can't count on the little ninny little libs in California to ever do the right thing. Okay. Fuck you.
They say any minute now due to hear the jury's verdict. So there you go. Breaking news here.
I'd be nervous if this case was in Alabama. We don't know. I don't know how Alabamans see women, you know? I do.
Well, it's an illegal immigrant. So are you kidding me?
Yeah.
God,
Roy Moore's in the lead. That's amazing, man. I just can't fucking believe it. Are the Democrats, I'm sorry, are the Democrats throwing lots of money behind Doug Jones? I mean, are they?
Yeah, money. He raised a shit ton of money. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, there's
Obama doesn't
people from all over the country trying to help him.
Why didn't Obama go down there and campaign for him? Come on, Barack.
Obama's.
Damn it. He's busy.
I think he's on the DL with some stuff. He's busy in the bunker plotting the running the deep state. This is creepy as fuck.
Yes.
Oh, there's an update to the story. That's interesting. This is over at Gizmodo. Originally had the story.
Oh, I like Gizmodo.
And some people yesterday,
yes,
or day before, were getting these creepy fucking robocalls.
Okay.
And they, here's a guy who put up the beginning of his, let me see if I can get the full version, because I watched his video.
Yeah, Gizmodo's awesome. I love that website. I put a story up about, you know, what people have learned about the Yeti is actually wasn't a Yeti. There's no Bigfoot.
It's a bear, right?
Yeah, it's a bear.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah, so relax, everybody.
This is, is this the, oh no, that's the Bernie Bernstein one from a couple of weeks ago. Remember that one in Alabama?
What is that?
The guy pretending to be a Washington Post reporter named Bernie Bernstein.
Yeah.
I'm calling to get you if you have any information against Roy Moore. We want you if you have any stories, we're not even going to verify them. Just come forward.
Yeah. Obviously a Juilliard actor.
And we'll pay you $1,000.
Good job.
Couldn't have been more anti-Semitic. Bernie Bernstein.
Right. Give that guy a statue.
From the Washington Post.
Sure.
And I'm not exaggerating with that accent, by the way. Go back and listen to that one. Yeah.
Spot on.
Okay, I don't know where this fucking one is, but I just have the Gizmodo story here.
Gizmodo.
Which just has a truncated version of the of this creepy robocall.
Truncated as fuck.
Now they're saying it might be fake.
What? The robocall story?
Well, Snopes is saying it may not be true.
Okay.
And this is new news.
Right.
A group supporting President Donald Trump is making robocalls threatening people who criticize him online.
Oh, shit. That could be true, man.
The message did not originate with any political group, was not exactly what we think of as a robocall. Instead, it was designed by a private company, Onage Pranks, which allows users to request and send prank calls through its app.
Oh, shit. That exists? So I want to call, I want to send a prank.
Oh, the user is on the call while the call is sent. They are, in fact, manually sending the call to the receiver and listening in real time. It's not an automatic dialer.
Oh, okay. So it's an app. So you want to make a prank phone call with somebody. You give them a call. You're on the line. And it's some prankster comes on the line, joins your call, and says, hey, you know, is your refrigerator running? You better catch it. Suck my dick. Hangs up.
Spokesman for this group, this app said, anyone who gets a phone call through the app also gets a follow-up pre-recorded message saying you've been pranked by onagepranks.com.
Okay.
It gives the option to block the company from calling again.
Right.
The prank premise is intended to be silly and ridiculous, so nobody would ever think it was actually monitoring their searches, blah, blah, blah. In response to the increased attention around the Trump for Office Foundation, they said, we've changed the nature of the call since because these things are supposed to be goofy, not serious.
Right. Sinister.
So the only thing that's fake is that it's a Trump organization. They're identifying themselves as Citizens for Trump, which is an ass bag group out there.
Yeah.
That is pro-Trump.
Right.
So what Snopes is saying is false is that it's this group. These people did receive these calls. I don't think they say who from.
Yes.
So
it's not like Trump You know.
So people are getting the calls. It's not like these victims are pretending they're getting calls.
Yeah.
They're getting these fucking calls. This is the guy
that I received tonight on my phone.
Great. Well, we're calling in regards to a problem we had with recent activity on your social media accounts. Do you have a second to talk about this matter?
Okay, sure.
Now, I guess that the people who are calling, according to the app, can listen at this moment.
Yes.
And are sending the scripted responses. How creepy is that? Like, you're not even... So they're waiting for him. That's why that voice is pre-recorded. Hi, do you have a moment to talk about your social media account?
Oh, shit.
And I guess they have different responses, maybe, that they can put in.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've been monitoring some of your posts, and it does seem that you've been making some rather negative comments about President Trump. Is that correct?
That is.
Listen, we're going to have to ask you to lay off on the negative and derogatory posts about President Trump, okay?
What the actual heck?
Not what I would have said, but...
Who the fuck are you?
It then goes on to say... I believe it goes on to say, you've been warned.
Oh, my God. This is nuts, dude.
Across the country, even in Canada, people have reported that they've received the same call. The earliest complaints date back to July.
Dude, this probably freaks some people out, you know? I don't know. You might not see through it if you're older or something like that. Ah, fuck, I don't know. If you're dumb, but... hey, listen, I love the dumb progressives. I'm kidding.
We've been monitoring some of your posts. It does seem that you've been making some rather negative comments about President Trump. Is that correct? After pausing to wait for a response, purportedly, the man says, listen, we're going to have to ask you to lay off the negative and derogatory posts about President Trump, okay? After another pause, the man says, what's your problem? Anyways, don't you want to make America great again?
Yeah.
Well, you've been warned. We'll be keeping an eye on you. Have a nice day.
Oh,
that's
shit.
The whole
that
message.
Is fucking scary. That would freak me out, honestly. I hear that.
So at the beginning of it, he purportedly identifies himself as Dickbag McGee from Russell from the Citizens for Trump Foundation.
Fuck you. God.
There is a group called Citizens for Trump, but they're like, hey, ain't us.
Right. We didn't do this. This wasn't our shittiness.
Yeah, so
we do other shittiness.
So that's it. So when Snope is saying it's false, it's they are getting these phone calls, these
right.
people who don't know what they're getting and why they're getting these
yeah,
calls.
Yeah.
But now it's some prank app or something like
sure.
that.
Sure.
But creepy.
Very creepy.
Nonetheless.
I would even say ominous.
Welcome to Trump's America.
That's right. It's ominous. It's shitty.
What
it's
kind of prank
gross,
is that?
It's racist. A shitty one, Pat. It's not funny.
I mean, I would assume we would get something like that.
Yeah.
But
I've been monitoring your social media posts.
I'm rather hurt.
I mean, you would think that was fake, though, right? You wouldn't believe in that, or would you? I mean, it might freak me out a little bit.
Yeah, I would think that's probably pretty crazy.
Right. I might.
So you get free shipping today with this, and you get a free bonus
of a Christmas ornament.
A Christmas ornament from our collection.
You do. That's right.
Oh, we missed this, Mondo.
Drop in for a little live baker show here.
That guy's name is Mondo.
You can get the Kids Adventure
Ooh.
NKJV
That's
Bible.
Right. Ooh. That's the
New
anal,
Kids
anal insertion
on the Block
rectum.
I don't know what that
This is one of my favorite things.
Bible.
What is this, Ricky?
This is called the Kids Adventure Bible. It's a New King James Version Bible, which is very simple to read. It's not the old King James with the thous and these inside of it. But this is
the new, right?
Yeah. This is the New King James
Version, NKJV.
Like, we got to make it real simple for these dickheads.
$20.
Oh, $20? That's not bad.
The number one kids best-selling Bible in the world. Kids Adventure NKJV Bible.
Fuck you.
$20 donation plus free shipping.
Suck my dick.
Oh, free shipping.
Oh, boy. $20 and you get free shipping.
Okay, we've only done this twice so far. And each time they've just been selling shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Does he ever talk about Jesus anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the Christian QVC now.
Gosh, Jim, it's like you're more concerned about making money than saving souls. What the fuck?
It's garbage. It's so blatant.
Like a miniature Bible college, only it's not that serious. I mean, it's serious, but I mean, it's something kids would love because there's a treasure chest that shows you words to treasure, great verses to memorize. And so they use the treasure chest for it. But this page.
I like whore.
God, yeah. What words do you like? Jeez.
Treasure words.
God, treasure words. God damn. Man, if I'm a kid and I get this shitty fuckhead adventure fucking Bible as one of my Christmas gifts, I honestly.
I'd be so pissed off. Yeah.
I'm rebelling. I am immediately. I got to go score some shit in the parking lot. I just got the children's fucking adventure Bible. I want G.I. Joe. I want Star Wars. I want Batman.
That's the shit they bring up as they're wheeling you into the old person's home.
Oh, my God.
Remember when I was 7?
Yeah.
That Christmas?
All right. Dude, I
have
just,
fun.
Right. I was looking for gifts for my nephew at Target the other day, man. There are some fucking cool toys, man. All the Batman shit.
Yeah, they got some great shit nowadays.
And I get this adventure Bible? I'm losing my fucking mind. That's bullshit. Shame on you, Jim Baker.
We gotta go. We're back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. iTunes, Stitcher after that, etc., etc., crabdiving.com. Help us out with our Amazon hole. Buy shit at crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon down here in the Redneck Riviera.
Wee wee.
And parts other.
Parts unknown.
Over at, go to at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter or the Instagram, or go to RatedRComedy.com for his schedule.
Hello, follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or, I can't fucking do it, at Vile Experience on Amazon on fucking shit.
Everybody. Great.
Instagram, have at Vile Experience.
Great evening, everybody. We are back tomorrow.
Leave me bye-bye. The fuck alone. Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.